Africa in particular, they got out these two subjects to numerous challenges and difficulties. You talk in terms of education, you talk in terms of health, you talk in terms of discrimination, amongst various issues. And I think it's a day that should continue to be advocated and supported, especially by government and policymakers. And also, they also need to conscientize people around the issue of children's rights, around the issue, especially to do with forced labor, early marriages, lack of access to health and education, like I alluded to earlier.
So now, looking at some of these problems, what is the best solution to the challenges that are being faced by the girl child?
I think what we need is a multi-stakeholder approach. It's not really up to government, but we also need to be able to have community coming on board. We need to have the business world coming on board by helping to support the education sector and the health sector. We also need, in terms of community, because some of the issues are structural. They are institutional in terms of approach, in terms of how our young girls are socialized. And I think it's everyone's job. It's not really to say who has a responsibility, but everyone has a responsibility when it comes to the girl child.
Now, turning to Zimbabwe, do you think that there are some measures that have been taken to actually empower the girl child since independence?
Oh, yes, numerous. I mean, you talk from 1980, education for all, and there was a deliberate affirmative action from government where it was compulsory to have girl children also going to school. I mean, recently, the issue of apostolic sect, where we had a clampdown on churches who were still practicing forced marriages and who were refusing immunization of children.